This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why would my spouse cheat on me? You need to do your own introspect to make sure you didn't give them an excuse. There's no excuse for cheating, don't get me wrong, but don't be the one that pushed
again,
them.
With the word, we slide into the word cheating.
Yeah, infidelity.
There's no excuse for infidelity, yeah. Zina, whether it, especially adultery is what we're talking about, yeah. Because we're talking about spouses.
And yeah, I just wanted to add, like, let me give you some examples of the culture we've developed in the relationship, in addition to the code of conduct, when I'm talking about feed your spouse spirit. When my spouse is going out, I'll see him to the door. And when he comes back, I meet him at the door. Over time, I found it so wonderful that when I come home, he meets me at the door. And there's nothing more refreshing than having that. And when I'm going, he escorts me to the door. It's these little things that makes your house a home, makes your spouse look forward to coming home to you. I used to wait when he's coming. I'm angry. I'm holding on, waiting for him to come. And as he comes, I shoot all the frustrations and download them. Yet I don't know whether he had a bad day. I have not even given him a chance to relax and unwind, and then I bombard him. So one has to be so sensitive and careful. That's why communication is another pillar, yes, of our relationship. And timing in communication is very critical. Know when to talk, when to raise issues. Pick your battles and fight with dignity and honor. Make sure you never belittle your spouse.